Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 280.
Whoa.
My name is Christopher Riccio. I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, people.
And Mr. Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And today we were going to talk about single player and multiplayer and if multiplayer
affects.
Nobody gives a shit about that, so we're going to skip that. And we actually have our own topic of conversation that we're going to do after the break. Before the break, we're going to talk about distractions. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Before that, Jason?
Yo.
Hey, how you doing this week, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm really happy that I got my Soul Sacrifice review done, so I don't have to play that friggin' game anymore.
Good stuff. What do you give it? Or you don't have to say. You can just say
no,
what
I can,
you can find
I
it
I can
at.
Say 7.25.
Ah.
Which is not a bad score, because, you know, it actually, I don't know. I mean, we'll talk about it during distractions.
Okay, cool.
I mean,
okay.
I ended up liking it quite a bit more than I initially did. So there's that. Still working on studio stuff for work. Yeah, things are going really good right now. But yeah, like I said, super happy to be done with that so I can play my own games.
Very
good
cool
stuff. Gearing up for E3. It's only like
I'm not ready. I'm not
you,
ready.
You are going, right?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Going, and I'll be doing all the streams again for GI. So I'm gonna have to go out there early, and yeah, my pre E3 is the busiest time for me, actually.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because you're probably gonna get. Are you gonna go to Judges Week and get some like video and shit, or is it just like?
Well, you got to set up for conferences and stuff, right?
Yeah, the conferences is the big thing for me. So yeah,
because you got to set up your systems to stream the conference on GI, right?
Yep, and it's rapid fire. It's one right after the other. So it's like up at 6 a.m. You know, get to this one early, and then as soon as that one ends, run outside, try and find a cab to get 5 miles down the road to get to the other one and get set up in time. So, yeah, it's a little.
Oh, did they announce when Sony's was?
No.
Okay.
But I'm just going off.
It'll probably be after. Okay. Yeah, it'll probably be after Microsoft's, like usual.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a good thing for you then that Nintendo's not doing one.
Yeah,
sort of.
I'm totally okay with that, because that was
one less to
one
cover.
Of the worst. Yeah, that was like one of the worst experiences for me last year too. They had the people that were just doing straight up streams down in like this dungeon room, and we had limited bandwidth, and it was rough. It was not a good experience. That was the worst one I did last year, from a technical standpoint.
I got you.
Yeah.
It was also the worst conference. But what?
What? Wii U is a very, very popular system.
Selling like gangbusters.
That's right.
Right. Anyway, I'm good. I kind of want to hear how you guys are doing. I'm more interested in you.
Okay.
Let's hear about Jeff. What's up,
Dan? Not much. Last week, what did I do last week? Not too much, actually. T wasn't feeling the best, so she stayed in on Saturday. I went out with some friends to a freaking really awesome Thai food restaurant, probably the best I've had in Toronto.
Mm.
It was really good. They all went to an Irish bar after that, and that was kind of cool. My friend's buddies, friends, dads, uncles, roommates, cousins, brothers, something or other.
So what does that make us?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Nothing.
my own grandpa.
he's playing in a band or something like that. So it was kind of cool. A lot of people, older people doing Irish jigs and stuff, and we drank a lot of Guinness. And it was good times. And it ended up with me taking a cab home, having them drop me off at McDonald's, and getting a couple cheeseburgers on the way back. It was amazing. But no, other than that, I'm still researching in the whole cabinet thing. The first thing I'm trying to tackle is the whole Hyperspin thing that puts all the emulators together and like a visual interface for what you're going to put it on. It's like, hey, Chris, you went to, I know Jason was there, but you went to Terry's once, right? Trick
mm-hmm.
Man Terry's?
Yeah.
His arcade cabinet runs Hyperspin. So like where it has like all the games on there and you just go through with a stick and choose
mm-hmm.
whatever. Yeah.
That was pre-configured though.
Oh yeah, that one is already pre. It's not that easy. It's not just like, hey, bam! Like I'm trying to figure out how to actually like go through and add all the emulators, changes. I actually have to learn some like minor programming shit. But I found a really good tutorial on YouTube. It's like an hour and a half long, but I watched the first like half an hour. I'm like, this guy does a really good job. So that's my tomorrow. I have off. I'm not going to work, so I'm gonna try to get the gist of it down. He goes from basically like from downloading it to putting the emulators in there to downloading like certain themes and stuff for it. So
sweet.
See how that works. And that's just another step in that direction of this daunting task I have in front of me. But the hard part isn't even close to started. Once I have to touch, like start cutting wood, that's where I'm going to be like, ah. The way I look at it is, it's going to happen either way. How good it looks, that's going to be the question.
Mm.
Because no matter what, I mean, if it just ends up looking like a fucking bunch of wood duct tape around a fucking monitor and two TE sticks, it's going to happen. So that just might end up what it looks like. But I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of excited to learn how to do this kind of stuff, getting shit to work on my computer, not knowing how to do anything. Mm-hmm. You guys know me. I mean, I am fucking e-tarded when it comes to any of this kind of stuff. So
One of these days, we're going to teach you how to edit the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We keep that's saying that. We keep threatening with yeah, that.
That's something I can't find like online. It's like that's something that's just like I don't know. I don't know if we do it the same
way. It's actually super easy now.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Just yeah. It's like everyone got their different chicks. I actually have like oh, Kai. Okay, my cat's like getting into a bag of chips right now. But I'll
hey, bring her on the show.
Yeah. Oh my see god, you totally just stole a chip from there. whatever. She'll be shitting tomorrow, so
nice.
Whatever. But other than that, yeah, that's it. That's what I've kind of been looking forward to and what I have planned for the next couple of days and what I've been doing the last like week.
All right.
Not much of fun. A lot of anything.
I have a ton of stuff going on.
Oh,
but
boy.
It's like all hopefully it's all gonna be over soon. So I took on way too much at one time. It's one of those kind of situations. Like I have three different projects going on in my house. And then I was selling my old car, buying a new car, and I did all of that at the same time. So I did end up selling my car. I got $3,350 for it, which is actually $350 more than I originally wanted. Mm-hmm. And then I did go and buy my new car. So that's been done. I ended up getting the Santa Fe. So I'm very happy with that. My wife is very happy with that. And after getting I've been saving my for a good down payment for a while, and after doing that, getting payments worked out, and then switching insurance companies, I'm actually paying less now than I was when I was paying for my wife's car, and she has a little Elantra.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it worked out really well. And if you're with Progressive, call Geico, please, because Progressive was fucking ripping me off.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Flo is so cute.
Yeah, I'm sure she is, and I'm happy to get four times the coverage for half the price.
She's spunky.
That's great. And the Geico's cuter. Sorry. The Gecko's is cuter.
Ew, he's a lizard.
Yeah. But, so that happened. And then, you know, I have a little remodeling being done, to the bathroom upstairs in the master bedroom. And then, kind of out of nowhere, I've got new siding going on the house. So, like we have a, ooh. Our house is like, it was built in like 84. So it's got cedar siding. And one of the biggest problems that this entire neighborhood has had is squirrels. And during the winter, the squirrels will chew through the cedar siding and live in the chimney. That's what's been happening. They've been living in the chimney of my house. And, you know, it's pretty bad. Yeah. And like there's actually houses with their siding torn up more than mine was. So I just said, fuck it. Let's find some place that's going to give me 12 months, same as cash. And I'll pay it all off next year somehow, you know, after I get my tax return and everything. And let's just redo the entire house. So that's happening right now. My entire house is without siding. It's got basically, Hardy Wrap, which is like a weatherproofing that they put on. So they've ripped off all the siding.
Did you say Party Wrap?
Hardy.
Pretty cool.
Hardy.
Okay. I heard Party Wrap too. Sorry. Like, is that like bubbles? Like,
Have you guys heard of Hardy Plank? It's, probably not, but it's,
no. I've heard of Party Plank.
Party Plank works too. But, so that's what I'm getting put on the house right now. So, you know, today they were here and they ripped off all the old siding, all the old cedar and they did the Hardy Wrap. So now my entire house is covered in this basically a weatherproof wrap. And, tomorrow they're going to come and start putting the new siding up. So all that's happening all at one time. And hopefully everything's going to be done by next week. And I can just say, I'm done with this now. So, it's been pretty stressful. And it's been stressful on Crystal too, because they're doing all this work and she's having to, you know, try and get the kids to actually take naps while they're doing this, while they're banging on the house. And, you know, so it's been a rough week. But a lot of good things are happening in that rough week. So hopefully all of this will get figured out in the next week and we'll get it all done. And yeah, all of this is leading up to me refinancing my house again.
Yeah.
But that is it for me.
Home ownership. Yeah.
Home ownership. Yeah. I'm glad I own a home, but it is a lot of hassle. Just for those of you that are thinking of buying, it is a lot of hassle. Especially if you're buying a house that's been around for a while. If you're buying a new house, you probably have a lot less hassle, but my house was built in 84, so I have a whole lot of hassle. But, yeah, let's stop talking about hassle and start talking about games. Who's going first?
Man, speaking of hassle, I played some games that are a hassle.
Tell us about Soul Sacrifice.
No, it's actually pretty good. Like, you know, I've been taking jabs at it, you know, prior to the review.
Prior to the review, you were kind of early on, you were hinting
that like, it was... I played the preview, months ago, it seems like. I was not impressed with it. And, you know, I still am kind of underwhelmed overall. With it, but you know, the setup of the game is it's very much a Monster Hunter clone. At least, you know, the setup of the game is, you know, it's very mission based, and you know, you upgrade weapons and, you know, grind for better loot, and but it kind of you know, tries to differentiate itself by like speeding up and streamlining the combat. Like, it's really fast paced as far as the combat is concerned, you know, which is in stark contrast to you know, the very deliberate and slow combat of Monster Hunter. But it's also flexible too, so you get a shitload of different weapon types, and that actually factors in pretty heavily later on. You know, when you're fighting some really tough bosses, and that's kind of where the game really, you know, shines, I guess, is the combat and, like, you know, the strategic approach you have to take when you're fighting the big baddies. It's not just a button masher, so that's cool. I appreciate that stuff, but. With them trying to, like, streamline the combat, they kind of jettisoned, you know, some of the busy work, you know, some of the diversions to combat, like, you know, farming for materials or, like, having cats, you know, make you food in Monster Hunter. But in doing so, it took away some of the fun stuff, you know, because it's so, like, singularly focused on just doing missions over and over and over again. And there's not a huge variety between enemies. Super fucking repetitive, like, even worse. Than a normal Monster Hunter. And that's one of the worst things, I think.
That's one of the worst things for me, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's fun when you're in a good group of people. The multiplayer is really good, actually. You know, it's very stable. You know, it's easy to get into rooms and shit. But unfortunately, man, it can get super chaotic because friendly fire is on. Now, friendly fire doesn't do any damage to you. But if you get hit, you get knocked out of a combo, and you lose the spell sometimes, you know, that you were trying to cast, which really sucks because all of your spells, you know, have like a finite number of usage per mission. So if you're trying to cast like a new melee spell, like summon a sword, and you get hit, you know, by this huge, like, you know, fucking mortar that somebody else shot at you or shot at the enemy, and you just happen to be in range, you're going to lose that fucking that charge.
Yeah,
it's really dumb.
I guess it'd be kind of a strategy, though, too. It's kind of like,
well, yeah, you got to be like on point. You know, you got to communicate with your party beforehand. You know, take a look at what they have. If they got a shitload of fucking golems and mortars and you know, stuff that's gonna do area of effect stuff, get rid of your melee stuff.
Is there voice chat?
There is voice chat through like the what is it called?
ESN?
Like the party plus or stuff.
Yeah.
So there's that, and there's also in game, like, you know, text chat and like, you know, quick commands, or not commands, but quick phrases. But
the PSO type stuff.
Yep, exactly. So in that respect, you know, it's super fun. So, lots of cool like variations on monsters as well. But yeah, you had a question, Chris.
I was curious to, like you said, it's very Monster Hunter ish. And that's kind of like when it comes to those types of games, that's kind of what I benchmark. What's different?
Different, I think, is the fast-paced combat. You know, in Monster Hunter, you kind of specialize, right? I mean, you know, you use long swords and you kind of stick with those, and you kind of, you know, put variations on your long sword, right? And it's so hard to go from like a melee based character to a ranged character because you got to, you know, grind for a whole new set of fucking armor and get all the parts for the weapon and stuff. You really don't have to do that at all in Soul Sacrifice. I mean, any weapon type is available to you. You can switch it out, you know, between missions. You don't have to worry about armor at all. You can find new costumes and stuff, but they don't factor into, you know, your defense or anything. There are like additional, like, sigils that you can carve on your arm. Basically, they're stat boosters that you can kind of choose that loadout for that as well. So they make all of that shit super easy to do, which is great, you know. And that's the biggest difference, I think, between the two games. Flexibility, I guess.
Okay. I've heard Monster Hunter is pretty, and you actually said this too as well, it's kind of hard for someone who's never really played them to kind of just jump in and start playing.
Definitely.
Like a good gateway drug to that? Is it easier to understand or to kind of grasp?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely throws you right into it. Combat for the first, like, probably third of the game is super easy. And that was actually kind of a detriment at first. I was bored with it, you know, because it was just a battle of attrition. It was just mashing, you know, a button till the monster died, go on to the next one. Didn't really have to think about it. That'll get your feet wet, but I mentioned this in my review too. There was a hard stop. There was like a brick wall that I hit, and there was one particular monster that was just like super fast and he did a shitload of damage, and I wasn't going to win a toe-to-toe battle with him. So I had to like go back and rethink strategies, go back and you know, get some different tools, find out what worked, what didn't, what elements, you know, really did damage to him and whatnot. One of the really cool things with the elemental system is that you can, for example, you can freeze a monster, right? And they're encased in ice. Mm-hmm. And then if you do a lightning attack right afterwards, the ice like explodes and does a shit ton of damage.
That's cool.
And stuns the monster. So it really makes you think about and just be on your toes.
Combinations and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not just mashy, mashy, mashy.
Cool.
But yeah, you know, the combat's really easy to get into. There's going to be a lot of trial and error, I think, you know, finding out which monsters are, you know, weak to what, or which follow-up attacks work, you know, with others. And I don't know.
How much is this? $40?
God, you know, I don't know. I want to say 40 or 50. I'm not positive.
I don't know. I've been kind of on the fence with this one, too, because I want something on my Vita, and I'm like, I've seen videos. I'm like, see, it looks fun from the... I really don't like some of the stuff with the art style, but the game looks kind of fun.
I mean, it's super consistent throughout. You know, they do a good job of that macabre same look. Fantasy, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little heavy-handed in its
execution. Repetitiveness that scares me. Because when I watch, like, a short video, I'm like, hey, this looks pretty cool. But then if I'm like, I'm going to see this environment, like, 200 times and, like, this enemy, like, 300
times.
There's
no way I can spin that. It's straight up repetition, you know? Yeah. And, you know, the rewards that you get after each mission. You get points. So during the mission based on what you do. So if you use, like, you know, certain power, you get 10 points. If you do a counter or if you do, like, one of those follow-up attacks, you know, like the ice into the lightning, certain amount of points, and then you add up those points. Based on those points, you get a rank. You get a certain number of, you know, rewards. It's like a tiered system.
Right.
But it's pretty, like, incremental. Like, okay, I got two more seeds that are the same power of the seeds that I have, so I can combine those two and be able to cast seed one more time, and it's so just, like, incremental that it doesn't seem like it's a huge payoff.
Okay.
Yeah, I get you.
So it gets super frustrating when you're like, I just spent 20, 25 minutes fighting this boss.
To basically get nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And you know pretty much exactly what you're getting at the end of it. It's not like randomized. There's not like rare drops.
I heard that.
Loot.
Yeah, it's the same. If you replay a mission, you get the same stuff every time, right?
You can, yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, provided you did well on the mission. You know, if you just kind of get through. Say you had a bad shake or something like that, and you don't get enough points, you know, you don't get what you were going for. And
it's kind of like bronze tier, you get this, silver, you get this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it has bronze, silver, gold, but that kind of
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it doesn't specifically state that, but that's how it shakes out.
Okay.
It seems like all of these games where there's crafting involved, it's going to involve a lot of repetition and like, because you need like 8 of this rare drop that only happens on a rare creature, you know, that kind of thing.
And I knew that going in, and I'm used to it, you know, but it seems like in other games of that type, the rewards are a little more frequent. You know, they tell you exactly what you're, you know, going to be going for next. Like, you know, Monster Hunter, you'll get like a bunch of like recipes for, like, you know what you want to build up to. It's like, I really want that sword. I can't build it yet, so I need these parts, right?
Yeah.
You don't get anything like that really in Soul Sacrifice. You know, you get, you know, you kind of have, you know what all the types are, but I mean, you're really just kind of going for different, like, variants. Like, it, I don't know. There's a very small carrot at the end of a very long stick.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, you can see the end of the tunnel, but it doesn't look all that appealing, and it's a ways out.
I need someone to like take those two things and mash them together, because like I love the like the theory and in general what Monster Hunter is. I don't like the gameplay from what everything I've read. Yeah. It's very grindy. I don't want that. It's like I want someone to make a game like that, but make it so it doesn't take you forever to get something cool. Like I always again, PSO was a different day, different age. Maybe in PSO is very much similar. You do the same levels over and over again. You grind, but like you said, like I knew I'd see somebody with like a cool weapon. I'd be like, I want that.
Right.
And then sure. I would fucking play and play and play until I got like that weapon. And I don't know if it was just the time or the age, how old I was, but I had no problem doing that then. But in my mind, like nostalgically, it to me, I wasn't really grinding, but I probably was. I just didn't realize it because I was having fun with people, and that's
sure.
That's why I'm afraid to go back to PSO2 when that actually comes out. I'm like, oh no.
You know what makes PSO2 really easy?
What?
It's free.
Oh yeah, that's
an easy choice.
Makes it easy for me. So no, but no, I definitely agree with you on that. And you know, I when PSO first came out, it was I didn't mind repeating the same level over and over because it was a new concept. You know, I was playing this with people online, and yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And then, you know, I'm not sure if it'd be the same way, but when it came to PSU, and I know that you know, PSU lost a lot of people from PSO.
Complicated.
But you thought it was complicated?
Well, from coming from PSO, I didn't play PSU till a demo came out for it, and I would love PSO, like one, and I guess they called it episode two. It wasn't actually two.
Yeah.
And then, I jumped into Universe. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, I don't even, what? I didn't even know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah,
there was a little
ramp up for me too.
Yeah, it's a little different just because the way they structure missions and stuff like that, and you can't just like go into something. Like you can't just go into the forest, you know. And that's something that they fixed in PSO2, where you actually could do that again. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of what you know, the ability to just like to not have to necessarily repeat a mission, but just to go down and just fight bad guys just for the fuck of it. I think that might be part of it. I'm not sure if it is or not, to be honest with you. Cause I put 500, I put like near 500 hours into PSU as a universe, like in all of those games.
Oh, all of them.
Okay. Yeah, not just one. Just like the PC one first, and the 360 version, then the PSP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so if you add them all up, I probably put maybe closer to 300 or 400 hours. But, you know, but there, I still had that feeling to drive towards that. But, you know, it's like, but that's the only game that I've ever been able to do that with. It's like, it worked for me for Monster Hunter with like the first couple that came out. But after that, it just felt, it felt grindy, like you said. And for some reason, it doesn't feel the same as the Fantasy Star. It's really weird. Yeah. I don't know. But like,
that style of gameplay, like, doesn't hold up today, you know,
when we
were playing it back in the day, it was all about the social aspect.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in like Monster Hunter, I don't know. I think they improve upon that gameplay formula a little bit. Because I think there is, you know, a lot of like end game stuff that, you know, really entices you to play. PSO didn't really have anything like that. You had the four same stages. Maybe you were looking for a spread needle, you know, or like just trying to like get better fucking percentages on some of your weapons. But
spread needle.
Spread needle's broken. I had one, but you know what? It was broken. It was fucking broken.
It was great.
I loved it.
Yep.
But that's all I had to say. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That was good information. But like, it's like even with like I was really into Ragnarok Odyssey for a while, and then that kind of faded off. You know, so it's like I don't know why, and it may turn out that like I start playing PSO and PSO2, and it just falls off. You know, because honestly. Phantasy Star Portable 2, I barely played it. You know?
That's weird because they improved so much.
I know.
The game was so much better.
And like Phantasy Star Zero, barely played it on the DS.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I know. Phantasy Star Portable 2 was far better than Phantasy Star Zero, but.
Yes.
Yeah. It was weird. I don't know why. I just didn't get into it as much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the I just gameplay, needed a break
even
from
back
it.
In the day, it wasn't that great. But it was that social aspect. So
That's why I think it's mostly nostalgia.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a keyboard. I'm talking to people on my Dreamcast. It's just fucking awesome.
I have a keyboard for my console.
It's so dumb, but it's so true.
Mom, don't pick up the phone. I'm playing the
answer. Oh, my God.
You just disconnected me.
Yep.
Is it bad that I want Typing of the Dead now? Is that bad? I kind of want Typing of the Dead.
That's awesome. You can still get that pretty much on anything at this point. Well,
I think I still have
Texting of the Bread.
Texting of the Bread.
And then, well, you can emulate Typing of the Dead.
Oh, that's a good idea. Cool.
What else, Jason? You little pirate, you. That's it. I mean, I was playing that in my free time, and I probably put about 35, 40 hours into it.
Wow. Okay.
In like the past 2 weeks. So that was all my free time.
Okay.
Cool.
I played nothing else except for this stupid fucking browser-based game called Neptune's Pride 2 Triton.
Okay.
And that sounds awesome.
Planetary. Like, you get a bunch of like points on a map. We have like 6 players or 8 players on our fucking game, and you know, basically you have to go and take over their stars. You have to build up resources and stuff like that. The neat thing about it is that it's all like, well, I'm doing air quotes, but real time. Like, if you send a ship to a neighboring star, it doesn't happen automatically. It takes 9 hours to get there.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, real time. So this game has been going on for like a week and a half or something like that. I mean, nothing's getting done in the game, but it's intriguing because we're like, outside of the game, we're like forming alliances and stuff. And I'm already, you know, making plans to backstab another dude. And
that's awesome.
This is a great game to play alongside EVE Online. So you manage a spreadsheet and then you go send a ship somewhere and it takes like 9 hours.
Yeah. But it's a great like office game. Do you know what I mean? Cause you don't have to, log in all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do it just kind of at your leisure. But then you can kind of, you know, sneak around to somebody's cubicles like, hey, dude, so I got this guy coming over to my star. He's probably going to be there in about 6 hours, but I got to get my weapons defense up. I'm short on funds. If you give me 35 space bucks to up my science level, I will have weapons too, and I will take his ass out. What do you want? I've got the star over here. I've got like 3 in industry. I will move my forces out. You can have it. It's cool.
Is this how they spend their spare time at Game Informer magazine?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay.
Sometimes. Most of the time, I'm like, guys, I'm fucking working. I'm sorry. I got to do this. But yeah. When I get home, I'm like, okay, motherfucker, I'm moving in here. I'm playing it right now. Actually.
Oh, you got probably got a couple hours before you can make another turn, so, or do something.
Yeah, that's true. When's the next, 14 hours, 53 minutes until the next production cycle.
Jesus.
There you go.
That's when I get more money. Shit's crazy. That's all I've been playing.
Jeff, what do you got?
How about you dudes?
I'm playing some Bioshock Infinite still.
Yeah.
Going through my second playthrough of that. Street Fighter Third Strike, Street Fighter 4, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. This is all on 360, by the way, except for Bioshock. or except for Third Strike. I played some King of Fighters 13. Yesterday for a bit.
How'd that go?
I didn't play it online, thank God. I wouldn't even try. I was just playing arcade mode. And that game is like, I don't know if I like the kind of the mechanics of it, but I love the visual style. And I would really, 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 really hope Capcom for Street Fighter V does an art style like that. I think that would be fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my biggest draw to King of Fighters 13, to be honest. Like, I don't know. It's fun to play on people like your level and like maybe even against the AI, I guess, here and there, but it just doesn't flow that well for me. I don't know. It's weird. Dead or Alive 5, I finally beat the story mode for that.
Oh, cool.
I was like, I need to just fucking burn through this. And literally, that's what I did. I skipped every single cutscene and just played every single match and then got to the end credits, got my achievement, and was like, and done.
And done.
Yeah, that is a long-ass story mode. And like Mortal Kombat's pretty long, but this one is, I'd
like
say,
multi-branching.
Double. Yeah, it's
crazy.
It looks like it's multi-branching. It really isn't. It looks like it is from the, I guess, the little screen they put up.
I mean, it does go kind of A to B.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of goes like A to D, then back
then
to
back
B,
to D
then
to
C.
S. Yeah, you're jumping around the characters, and the chart looks like it branches. But when you're actually playing the game, it's purely linear. It's just now you're this character, now you're this character. And I still like that game, it's just, I was like, I need to just burn through this, so I did that. Injustice demo. Okay, so I played, played the demo a few times, watched some videos on it from like Maximilian and stuff, and I was like, all right, I'm going to try this out a bit, put it to like two player versus and just try out some combos. Like, this is pretty fun. It does feel different, more different than Mortal Kombat, whereas Mortal Kombat just kind of like, it's stiff. I feel like Injustice isn't as stiff as that. There's actual cross-ups in this one, which is kind of cool. I like that. I like the combos, because some of the combos, like, I did visually, because I can't learn combos fucking, like, reading them in, like, a forum or something like that. I need to actually see them, to actually grasp it and be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Like, even if I see, like, oh, it's crouching this, high this, I can see the inputs, and I'm like, okay, but I can't really picture it in my head. But the second I see it visually, I'm like, oh, now I get it. And it's... Okay, I've been on the fence for this game for a long time, since it came out. And now I'm more on the side of getting it.
Cool.
And the only thing that is iffing me right now is, one, the time it takes to learn characters. And the thing is, because I've been playing the demo, I've been using Batman. I don't want you to be the guy who's like, I'm using Batman. Because I feel like probably everybody uses fucking Batman.
I feel like it's a cop-out.
Exactly.
You want to jump around a little bit.
Yeah, so it's like, shit. So then I'm like, well, I'll probably have to pick up at least one or two characters. And I don't mind that. It takes like a couple days to learn someone new. And the other thing is really the longevity of people playing the game. If I did get it, Jason, you said you have it on 360, right?
I will buy it on 360. I would have PS3, actually.
Okay. Because I
was going to double dip on that one, I think, anyway.
Okay. Well, let me know if you can do it anyway, because honestly, I have about two or three people on my Xbox list who literally would play it at any time. Like, they'd be like, oh, yeah, let's play. And there's some people have it on my PSN list, but most of those people I know give it till the next game comes out that they are interested in. They'll never touch it again. So that's what I'm kind of afraid of. I'm like, because, like, Mortal Kombat was like that. Damn it.
I think we ditched Mortal Kombat way before
the online was terrible.
Yeah, it was the online that was terrible. Yeah. But, I mean, even the gameplay wasn't that great.
No.
I don't know. This is a lot better. And I'm not going to, you know, lie to you. You know, if something like really good comes out, you know, I might switch to that just because it's something new and it's fun and I don't have the time to dedicate to eight different fighters.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I will play this. I will have a lot of fun with it, you know, for a month or two. And I, you know what? I got my fucking value out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, I totally understandable. And one of the reasons, again, is because I'm really playing a lot of Third Strike lately because I really actually want to get decent at that game. And when I thought I was doing decent, I played it the other day online, and I think I played about between 2 days, probably about 27 online matches. And I think record was probably about 5-21.
Yeesh.
And the thing was, there was nobody even close to my level. Like, well, there's people close to my level. Like, I think I'm level 5 or something. But, like, a level 10 just knew how to do so much more shit that I didn't even know you could do, or, like, the timing was just awesome. And then I played a couple level 0s who fought like they should be fighting in Evo. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Is there some kind of, like, de-leveling in this game or something? Because, like, I saw a 0. I'm like, yes, finally. Okay, at least this is a practice for me. I can, like, practice my combos, and I'd be like, they'd pick like fucking some obscure character and just bust my fucking ass.
Not play online ever.
They knew that what they were doing, or bust your ass like.
No, they knew what they were doing. Oh, like, I mean, straight up like countering very, very, very well and just like executing combos. Like, and that game it's not Street Fighter. Like, Street Fighter 4 is pretty easy to execute stuff, like basic stuff, and Street Fighter 3 is not like that at all. It's very, very frame specific. Like, it's not, there's no easy inputs in 3. So you can't tap in the corner twice to do a shoryu again. You just can't do that. So it's like, it's very, like, and these guys were just awesome. And I want to mesh them and be like, hey, fucking awesome, but seriously, 0? Like, it could be that, it could be they don't play online, or it could be they could have been playing on 360 for so long, like, hey, I'm gonna get this on PS3 now. Cause I've done that. When I first got Super Street Fighter 4, it was on PS3, and then I went over and did on 360, starting out with 0-0, and then, I'd be dominating people that have like so many battle points, but it's not because I was new to the game, it's just because I finally got the game on 360. So, I don't know. And this thing is, I'm afraid if I get Injustice, I'm gonna be pulled away from that, and then pulled away from. I won't get pulled away from Street Fighter. That shit's there to stay. Let's be honest. But
yeah, true.
Or Street Fighter Cross Tekken or something. I don't know. But
I don't know.
I think I might pick it up. Actually, I've seen it on sale recently here and there, so I think I'll grab it.
Cool.
Just let me know if you're definitely gonna get it on 360, just because.
I'll get it this fucking weekend.
All right. Okay. Fuck it. I'm down. Let's do it.
I think you'll have a good time with it, and I think I will too. We'll probably get at least a month's worth of playtime.
Yeah, that's all I need. I think a month's worth for me is with a fighting game is actually really good. In terms of the amount of fighting games we go through, a month would be awesome.
It's been out, you know, a few weeks already, and man, I'm still just as hooked to it. I mean, granted, I haven't been able to like play it in the last week.
But well,
I've been thinking about it like all the time. I'm like, oh, I want to fucking learn this character.
Cool. Huh.
Game's all fun.
Right. Yeah,
and Batgirl's coming out supposedly, rumoredly.
Oh, rumoredly, yes, and that'd be cool.
And Lobo.
I hope they do it differently than Mortal Kombat, though. That was a pain in the ass the way they did DLC characters in that game.
I don't remember.
You had to download, like, if you didn't download the character, you had to download the character pack, and then you had to make sure anyone who if you played online had to make sure they had the pack, or else they couldn't fight you. It was
that stupid double-edged sword with like on disc DLC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
What else? Played some Borderlands 2 the other day with Harlock. Nice. Yep.
Hey. Got to level... PC, right?
Yeah, on PC.
Yep. Where the fuck was my invite?
I don't know. Were you on Steam? Actually, to be honest, it was like, I was just going through because my computer was being weird and I was trying to get, I was deciding what to get Blood Dragon on if I was going to get it. And my PC was not running, for some reason wasn't running Far Cry 3. It just wouldn't boot. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I started just loading up random games. I loaded up Borderlands and Harlock pops up to me and goes, is that what we're playing tonight? I was like, sure. Why not?
That's a good game to fall back on.
Yeah. So I got from level 8 to 10 or something like that.
Cool.
So, and then that leads into Blood Dragon, which, did anyone else play that at all?
Not yet.
We did a stream of it at work. I haven't had any hands on, but I've watched a fair bit of it.
I'm hearing good things.
Yeah.
I haven't bought it yet. I downloaded the trial on 360 just because I don't think there is a demo for it on PC yet or at all. So, I like it. I mean, it's definitely running on the Far Cry 3 engine for sure, except it looks all sci-fi and neon-y and 80s and shit. And it's funny. It's self-aware. Mm-hmm. It starts off with a tutorial, and your character hates the fact you start off in a tutorial. Like, the girl's like, we're going to take away all your weapons. The guy's like, fuck off. Like, you jump. If you want to jump, jump. It's like, hit A. It's like, running is like walking, only faster. And then it tells you how to run. It's a bunch of dumb shit like that. It's actually pretty funny. It's kind of like, you can do the argument, well, it's not funny if they're actually doing what's annoying. But, I mean, you have to do a tutorial these days in games, or else people are going to be like, I don't know how to play the game. But they do it in a funny way that it basically the character says what you're thinking, and it's like, yeah. There was another game I played. Anyway, sorry. But yeah, I only play the trial. It gives you, like, probably about 20 minutes of gameplay, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Not even, depending on, you get to, like, one tutorial, one main area where you got to kill all the soldiers, and then that's pretty much it. But it seemed cool.
It's Far Cry 3, right, which is great. It's a great game by itself. Yeah. And then, you know, on top of that, it's super funny shit. Over the top fucking 80s action movie.
Oh, it's way over the top.
It's $15, right?
Yeah,
you don't even have to own Far Cry 3. Yeah, it's standalone. It seems like a great fucking.
It is. I think it is a great deal. I think it for $15 with what I've seen, read, and even the 20 minutes I played, it offers more than a lot of full price games.
Yeah, fair amount of content for $15.
It's supposed to be about five hours long. The opening has you in it's fucking cliche, but you're in a helicopter circling the city, and it's got, what's that song playing? Oh my god, it's like one of those, you know how they play like those like 60 songs, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like All Around the Watchtower type shit, but it's not All Around the Watchtower, it's something else.
Oh, I forgot what it was.
I can't remember the song, but I remember, I was like, oh my god, this is all, it's like totally like out of the book of Predator. It's like out of the movie Predator.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of like this like first 15 minutes. I can't remember where it was from, but.
Yeah.
They showed like the basically the handshake between Arnold and, what's the other dude's
Dylan.
Name?
Yeah. Dylan.
Yeah, they showed that, and then like after they actually get into the game, it's like the first achievement that pops up says "Welcome to the party, pal."
Yeah.
They dropped like two 80s action flick references within like the first 5 minutes of the game.
The whole game is 80s action flick all over it, and it knows that. Like, it takes place in the year 2007, which is hilarious.
The future.
Yeah, the future 2007. it's just after Vietnam War II. Yep. And it's got a lot of Terminator, down to the music and stuff, a lot of Terminator type references. It's very clever. I think it's really funny. Again, I guess it's the internet, so you're always gonna get haters on there hating on like the humor, but again, like, god, it's funny. Fuck off. I thought it was funny, at least the trial. I think I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, I'm totally going to get it, hopefully this weekend. I want to get that, Dragon's Dogma.
Okay.
And then Dark Injustice on 360.
Oh, Dragon's Dogma.
Cool.
Yeah, Dark Arisen. Oh, I want to dive so fucking... I'm kind of sick of fucking fantasy games, though, right now.
It's been a lot of them, man.
Oh, yeah. Tired of killing giant monsters.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I played the trial for, what's it called? Poker Night at the...
Whatever, well, it's just Poker Night 2 now.
Poker Night 2? Poker Night 2, yeah. That's the Telltale poker game. Chris, I'm not sure if you've heard of these. They had one come out, like, probably like last year.
Mm-hmm.
6 months ago. So it's basically you're playing poker with Claptrap.
Oh, nice.
Ash from Evil Dead. One of the guys from Adventure Brothers, the guy who's Putty in Seinfeld, and also the wheelchair guy in Family Guy.
Joe? I don't know the
Yeah, I can't Brock remember the actual Samson. Name. Yeah, but that's it. Brock. Yeah, Brock Sam. Yeah. Him, Sam from Sam and Max, and then GLaDOS is the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
Moxie's there, too, from
she's the bartender, that's right, from Borderlands 2.
Nice.
She's also there, yeah. But yeah, you're playing poker with them, and it's kind of fun. It's a single-player game, which...
That's weird.
It's kind of a knock, yeah, because it's like, you want to play poker with friends, but the good thing is, like, the dialogue in it's really, really funny. The conversations the characters have are really great, and they'll take... GLaDOS, of course, takes every opportunity she can to make fun of everybody and basically call you stupid and the other players stupid.
Of course.
And, yeah, I can see why that's why people want to play the game, but I'm scared to pull the trigger because I'm afraid that you play a couple games of it and you pretty much probably heard all what they have to say and there's no point in playing it after that.
Well, there's a lot of shit to unlock, and especially if you get it on PC, you'll unlock stuff in other games, which is kind of cool.
Okay. That's all right. Like skins and stuff? Or?
Yeah, like a bunch of Borderlands skins and shit like that. Some Team Fortress 2 hats. Yay.
Okay. But...
Yeah. Yay.
I thought that was kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. A lot, yeah, but there's lots of stuff to unlock in-game as well. So, I don't know.
I think it's 10 bucks.
I think it's cool fan service.
Definitely. The dialogue is amazing. The dialogue really had me laughing. Yeah. I thought it was really... The bad part is two of the characters went all in against me, whatever, and got put out pretty early, like Claptrap and Ash. So, basically, all that was left was Samson and
Ash
Sam.
Did. Wow.
So, or Brock and Sam. So, but it was still like really, really funny. And I want to get it just to play to the point where I start hearing repeated jokes and stuff like that. But very cleverly written. But it's no multiplayer, and that's like a big hit for me. That's like the biggest thing. I'm like, no multiplayer. That's why you play poker. But anyway,
yeah, true.
That's it. That's everything I've been playing.
All right, cool.
Good stuff, man.
Chris.
Let's see. What do I have to visit? Played some more Sacred Citadel. Played some more of that. I think there's four acts. I'm on Act 3. So it's still fun, but I you know, it's one of those games that, yes, it's very repetitive, so I only play it for like...
Are you playing with anybody?
I've tried to actually jump online with John a couple times, but we can never seem to get our schedules to match up. So...
Oh, okay.
It's mainly been that issue, but he played the hell out of it, of course, but he's like, oh yeah, what level's your character? I'm like, like 17. He's like, oh, I've got a level 32 this, a level 20 something this. I'm like, good God, man.
Surprising.
did you guys notice a huge discrepancy? I mean, have you played with him yet or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
I was going to see if, one of your lower characters had a really tough time hopping into his game or vice versa.
Yeah, because I remember you mentioning that the game seemed to scale based on the higher level character.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen that. So I haven't had a chance to, an opportunity to try that. But I do want to play it multiplayer. So we're gonna try and get that done.
But yeah, I just want confirmation because that seems so fucking dumb.
Yeah, I don't get that, especially because like if you're playing the single player. Like, regardless of how strong you are, if you go back to one of the previous acts, you pretty much just tear through everything. So it's like, well, why wouldn't you just do it then? So, I don't know.
True.
And I think that if they're going to do it, then, you know, you have to pick one way or the other and stick to it. So, but, yeah, it's fun, but again, still repetitive. So I do it in like 15, 20 minute chunks. Played more Defiance, played some more, Liberation Maiden. On the 3DS, game's actually kind of fun. It's weird, But it's another one of those small chunk games. Like, you can go through one mission pretty quickly. And I think the game is overall pretty damn short. So I might be pretty close to the end already. Also played one of the other games that was on sale the same time that I got Liberation Maiden, which was, Crimson Shroud, which is really weird. It's like they're trying. So, RPGs have always been like they started out trying to simulate tabletop RPGs, and there's like dice rolls and shit like that, and they try and do that kind of stuff. This is a video game that's trying to simulate a tabletop RPG. So it's like all your characters are these little figures, and there's no animation or anything. It's all just these little figures. And like if something happens, the figures might move around. It's not always, you don't always roll dice, but like there'll be things that you're like story elements that happen. This happens this person's about to fire an arrow at you, and you can either try and parry the arrow or you can try and dodge the arrow, and then you choose which one, and then you have to roll the dice to see if you succeed, that kind of thing. So I haven't gotten real far into it. I literally only played it for like 15-20 minutes, and that was about enough time to get into two battles and read a bunch of text. So that's pretty much how that worked out. So I haven't really gotten that far into it, but it's a very, very interesting concept. I'm just not sure how into it I am just yet. So I'll probably give it another hour or two and see what happens. But just unusual. But that was on the eShop for 3DS, and I think it was regularly priced for $10, and it was $5 when I bought it. So, not too bad. Not too bad. Also hooked up my CDX.
Yay! Oh God, how's that going?
God damn it! You're dusting it off for me, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I only hooked it up yesterday, so I broke out one of my old school system selectors, and I hooked it up to selector, and I hooked that up to my television. And
please say you have it at SD TV.
Actually, it's downstairs on my big TV. I only did it yesterday, so I played about an hour of Flashback. Just trying to get back into the swing of that game, because
I'd say about 90% of the people that played Flashback only played the first hour of Flashback.
What? I think you might be right.
No, I think a lot of people they play the forest area and that's it. And then, found it too hard, and they're like, and I tell them about this whole other shit, like the game show shit. Oh. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, okay, never mind. Like,
man, that was a sleepless fucking weekend for me.
It was so good.
Straight A to B, like all the fucking way through. Did not fucking rest until I beat that game.
So awesome.
Jeff, played some, Pure Solar.
Nice.
So, I didn't get too far. Again, I only put about,
You played it?
Yeah, it is the first time I played it. I played the demo, like, very, very shortly, but I didn't really get that far in the demo. But,
did you choose the original soundtrack or the enhanced with the CD?
I didn't have the CD.
Okay, good.
I can actually they let you go out and rip the CD. So like I could rip the CD and drop it in the CDX and do it that way. But I have not tried that yet. I just did the typical,
Don't bother.
Yeah. Just do the chip tune.
Good.
Yeah. I actually like it that way. It feels more authentic, I guess.
Yeah. I definitely prefer it.
For sure.
It's odd. It's off-putting hearing that orchestrated music.
Yeah. And I can see how it would be in some games.
It's just, I wouldn't want if I were to play Super Metroid and have them have this crazy orchestrated CD music, I'd be like, it's just not the same.
That's interesting. Not the same. But I think if I had an HD, upscaled version of Super Metroid.
Yeah.
I'd maybe like the enhanced soundtrack. I don't know.
Yeah. You think about Super Metroid and you think that music fits, but then you look at something like Symphony of the Night and music fits. You know what I mean? It's like, CD, it's, it makes sense that the older, very more pixelated 16-bit below type sprite graphics, it just makes sense to have that chiptune type music in the background.
I wonder if it's like that for everybody, people that weren't, didn't game a lot in the 16-bit era. Maybe some of our younger listeners.
It's hard to say really, because I definitely feel like Pure Solar, it feels like it should have that. But when I played the Lunar games
Sega made years ago,
I loved the Lunar games with the music tracks that they had. So,
I don't like the vocals. For some reason, the vocals in those games. Yeah,
sometimes these are out of place. But I mean, just like in general, like background music.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Only when you brilliantly shine.
The fact that you know that scares me. It really does. It scares me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pierre Solar. pretty fun so far. I've only gotten into like the first dungeon area. Basically this is very common for me with RPGs, especially from the 16-bit era. And since this very much feels like that, like for the first hour or so, I'll just kind of get a feel for how the battle system works and I'll kind of grind a little bit just so I can, see how each character plays and that kind of thing. And I'll get the best weapons before I progress. So that's kind of what I was doing, but the battle system is very much 16-bit RPG style. You know, I mean, it's very much that. Not enough to get into it very much, but, I want to play it more. So that's saying something.
It's the closest thing that Sega's gotten to a Final Fantasy, sadly.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many years later? Genesis has gotten to Final Fantasy, I should say.
Well,
many years later?
It's because it never really went that route.
Phantasy Star was kind of like, but Phantasy Star's like aesthetic is not even close.
Yeah,
to Final
right.
Fantasy.
They're completely. I don't really even. They're both RPGs, and that's about where the similarities end for me.
Pretty much
when it comes to Phantasy Star versus Final Fantasy. But cool. I think that's about it.
Do you have any 32X games for that thing?
I don't
or
have
is CDX one that didn't have the 32X.
Yeah, CDX doesn't have 32X.
Okay.
Doesn't need it.
No, hell no.
Nothing
no
needs,
needs
it.
It.
Nothing needs it.
Yeah, exactly. The amount of wire.
CDX is perfect. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to laugh.
I was going to get one of those online, I've heard.
I'm going to
guess they're probably over $100.
Yeah, it's probably pretty expensive.
Oh, really?
But, I remember when I was working at Swap, they, like, just for the hell of it, we had, like, an entire Genesis Sega CD 3DX, 32X hooked up, and it was just weird, like, all these fucking wires everywhere, you know?
It's, oh, God, that was the worst setup in the world.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Oh, my God. No way.
$300,
I see one right now.
I'm looking on eBay right now.
The top one that came up was $1,200.
Holy crap.
Let's keep scrolling.
The one I see has...
$413. Holy shit.
Yeah, the first one that came up for me is $123, but it's got 3 days left.
Yeah.
So let's
look at buy it now.
Let's see. Ending soonest is what I usually hit.
The JVC XI, which is kind of like the same thing, is for $61. Yeah. That's not the same, though.
Cheesy people.
What?
They put CDX in their title, and it's a Genesis with a Sega CD attached.
Yeah, douche.
Cheesy people.
Isn't that a sexy bit of machinery?
It is. You know what? That thing did not sell. That's probably why it's so expensive, because it didn't sell at all.
Yeah, what? It was pretty rare.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing was $400 when it first came out.
$400 now. Yeah, it's like, it was so, Sega CD, I wanted one so bad. And I still want to thank my parents for this, by the way, because they never bought me one back in the day, because I don't know how they knew it just wasn't going to go anywhere. Same with the 32X. But they had no problem with me, they did let me buy a Saturn, though, but they were like, no, I'm not gonna get that for you. And I remember the Sega CD was like mad expensive when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was huge.
Man, it was so influential to me, though. Like, adding that CD quality sound and voice acting and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, it did.
And that was the animation.
That was a big moment.
Like the anime cutscenes and stuff like that.
Oh, the Snatcher.
Through the darkness.
Was so good.
Fuck Snatcher.
Snatcher was great.
That is my favorite Sega CD game.
Right. Oh, I thought you were saying it was shit. I was like, what?
No, it's the shit. Like,
yeah, it's awesome.
It's like, oh, shit. That's the shit.
That is Kojima, so the people who are probably like, hey, he's Metal Gear. No, you got to play some Snatcher. Shit was awesome.
Police Nuts, if you can find a... If you get creative and get an English language pack.
I have never played Police
Nuts. Patch.
Anyway. Yeah, it looks like there's an opportunity to get one for a relatively decent price, but I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And I was actually incorrect when we were talking last week about how the, you know, whether you could play it on a Mega Drive or not. The Genesis cart.
Oh, yeah.
The Genesis cart is shaped like a Genesis cart, so I am not sure.
Oh, so you don't have to shave it out.
No, well, yeah, but that's the thing.
No, it'll work on a Mega Drive because it just doesn't have the things on it, right?
No, it's shaped like a Genesis cart. It fits into the Genesis slot. Perfect.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'll probably work on a Mega Drive too then.
I don't know.
Because the Mega Drive is the bigger one, so if the Genesis one's a smaller one, it'll work.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, that's it.
Fuck, even a Sega CD is expensive.
Yeah.
Even at fucking 32X. Oh, that's a new seal. It was $151. I was like, holy crap.
Oh, God. Yeah,
sorry, this is great audio, by
pay,
the way.
I wouldn't pay $5 for that damn thing. Yeah, there's a couple of here that I see one that has like a games included, and it's like it's at 76 with 4 days left, and then there's one with like 102 with 4 days left.
But my birthday's coming up next year.
Next year.
Well, then I can buy you Snatcher on Sega CD, Jason, for only $201.62.
I have the Japanese version as well.
This is not the Japanese version, but cool.
Hey, let's take a break.
Break? All right, let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about a topic that's been kind of on our minds and has to, you know.
I'm surprised we have not brought this up.
Yeah, I am too, actually. So, but we'll get to that after the break, and then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us.
All right.
And we'll be right back. It's time to wake up. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thank you.
Anyone gonna welcome me back?
Jason, you're always welcome. So yes, welcome. Man.
You just never leave.
That's, yeah. Even when you do leave, you come back.
Yeah. Good point.
You're like the herpes.
Can only get rid of you for so long? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Got breakout at some point. Everything becomes itchy, burning sensation.
I'm so uncomfortable right now. No pun intended there. All right, so we didn't really have much news to cover, except for there's a lot of rumors about the next Xbox.
Yes.
The Durango or whatever the hell they're calling it now.
Infinity 720, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
We'll see how that goes. But one of the things that really stands out is that, you know, we haven't really talked in detail about is all the rumors about the always online idea.
Yeah.
One of the things that kind of trips me out about this is that, for me, it's all about them trying to combat piracy. And
yeah, I can see.
And that. Also this whole thing about used games, and I don't know why, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot.
I don't
if they
think
do that.
This has anything to do with used games at all.
You don't think it does?
I really don't think it's no. That would just no. If it is true, I don't think it's going to block used games at all.
I see that as being basically a way for them to hand the generation to Sony.
It probably would if they did that, yeah. But not even just that way, in retailers' aspects, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Best Buy carries used games, GameStop carries used games. Pretty much all the major retailers have used games now.
Right. And
I don't.
So what's the main factor for you, do you think? You think it's piracy?
Well, I think it's DRM, but it's more DRM for it's easy to keep track of, like, actual pirated games more than anything, and a way to keep track of statistics. 100%. If they were to go along this way, I mean, like,
because this isn't just about the Xbox. You know, this is about online only.
Okay, Diablo,
you know,
like Diablo 3 is online only.
Right. So it's always online.
Play that online, no matter what. There's not a lot of positives for it. The only one I could think of is Diablo 3 let you use the same character as single player as you could multiplayer.
But in reality, even single player wasn't really single player. It was just multiplayer with nobody else playing with you.
Well, that's what Diablo 2 was as well. Or Diablo 1. All those games were...
No, Diablo 2, you had to have a separate character, didn't you?
No, that's what I'm saying. You had to have a separate character because they couldn't... they can't monitor what you do with your offline character.
Right.
You couldn't have it on their online server. People would like dupe weapons and dupe everything. Like
right, PSO, like PSO,
you know,
right.
PSO. Yeah, exactly. So that's why they do that. So the thing with Diablo 3 was people couldn't do that because everything is saved on their server. Everything's got to be regulated through an online connection. So that's like a little bit of a plus thing you can do. That's like one of the only things I can think of. It's like if you were playing by yourself, just you can do that. I mean, you could do that on Diablo 2 as well, but you'd have to be playing online, yeah, just single player, just have like a private room.
Well,
no one can join.
Diablo is a different monster for me because so no matter what you do, you're never going to satisfy everyone, right?
Oh, I think that's the same for anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's not just with Diablo 3, it's with anything. Anything, you're not going to be able to satisfy everyone. So, you know, for me, I actually don't mind, after they got like the connection issues and all that shit out of the way, I didn't really mind the idea of having to be online. There was the time when I went to Florida and I had a really bad connection and I couldn't play the game because the connection was so bad. That was annoying. And I could see that being an issue, you know, for people that don't have really good high speed connections or if they share bandwidth and that kind of thing. But for me, it wasn't really that big of a deal. And I'm willing to do that to be able to use the same character whenever I want, you know? And if the way, in order to stop the duping and the cheating and stuff like that, if they have to do online only for something like that, I can deal with that, you know? So for Diablo 3, it really wasn't as much of an issue for me. My biggest thing with Diablo 3 was, you know, the auction house.
So, exactly. But so would an online only console bother you?
So if it were to come down to an online only console, I likely would still own one, but I would probably buy games on, if we're gonna say this is an assumption, Sony is not always online.
It's an assumption, yeah.
Yeah. Microsoft is always online. So I would end up having both systems, but I would lean towards the Sony system for third party games in the majority of situations. Just because I wouldn't want to have to deal with it, if it did become a problem.
This is where I thought about if it did become a problem, and I was thinking about this. I was like, I can't even remember the last time my internet went down.
No, I can.
I can't. Mine went down or yours?
No, mine.
Oh, mine hasn't gone down in fucking forever.
Really?
I can't remember. Like I've had disconnections here and there. That's fine, but I've had PSN and Xbox Live go down more times than my actual internet has in the past.
Right, that's 8 years. And that's like an added layer of like stopping points. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's another layer of complexity to add on to it. You know, that makes it, you know, there's one more layer that you have to jump through to play your game. You know, and if I have the option to remove that layer, then I will. That's kind of how
yeah, no, I know that. I guess I see exactly what you're saying. It's like, I guess, okay, I am going to try to play this from both sides because I really am in like a camp of,
aww.
I think online only sucks. I think it would not be cool as all. But when I actually thought about it, my consoles are always online no matter what.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
I've never not had them offline. The amount of times I've actually needed an offline connection, I could count on one hand.
Well, okay, so 8 years. So here's a situation that I have been in a few times. Mm-hmm. When I go on vacation, I sometimes bring a video game console with me. And, you know, if I go on vacation and I'm at a hotel and they do not have free internet, then I cannot play that console.
Well, you should probably thank Microsoft for, you know, letting you focus on your family.
Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah.
They're thinking ahead.
That's right. And not being able to do anything while they're all asleep, because I go to sleep at like 2 or 3 hours after they do.
Well, you should go to sleep with them. You know, enjoy that time and get up, you know, at a better hour. No, you'll get more sleep. You'll be well rested.
Or to be honest, consoles aren't really like, people do travel with them.
Yes, yeah, but it's not something
you have
that
portables for.
No, I agree with you. I'm not saying that's you know an unreasonable way to think. I'm just saying that for me, I have in cases brought my consoles with me. Like the last time I went to Florida. I went to Florida like the day after Castlevania came out or something like that. And I wasn't about to, you know, I didn't want to wait to play Castlevania, like Lords of Shadow. Like
we were fucking playing that in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I mean, in reality, it's like, would it stop me from buying a console? No, probably not.
I think the biggest thing is the people, like you said, who might not have good internet. And
yeah.
Shitty bandwidth or don't have access.
Yeah, I mean, there are still, stuff. You know, it's as weird as it sounds, 2013, the majority of Americans still do not have internet. I'm pretty sure that's the statistic. Yeah. That's basically cutting off, you know, how many people are in America? Is it 400 million, 600 million, something like that?
But then you look into how many people actually have video game consoles, right? And a lot of people say, like, well, there's only 46 million Xbox Live accounts versus 75 million consoles sold.
Yeah.
But how many of those are duplicate consoles or...
Right. People have multiple consoles and have the same account.
It's not exactly the same account. Like when I had two Xbox 360s for a short period of time, I only had one Xbox Live account.
Yeah.
Still had two 360s, but only one. And like my PS3 as well. I have two PS3s, but I only have my one PSN account.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're not counting, but that's neither here nor there really. It's just, I don't know, like it does suck because you want to play your single player, that's the biggest thing. It's like, I'm buying a single player game. Why do I have to be online to play it? And they can say DRM, but can you guys think of anything positive that comes out of an online only console?
Not for the consumer.
For the gamer?
Not for the consumer, no.
Jeff, we're able to push out updates so much faster, you know, just completely enhancing your gaming experience. I mean, it's a sad fact of the world that games ship with bugs. And you know what? We want to fix them for you. And we want to do it as fast as possible.
I know you're saying that like facetiously, but
oh yeah,
PSN updates take forever. So if it was an always online thing,
Jeff, we're protecting you and your account and your sensitive information by pushing out these updates. These are not just, you know, game enhancing updates. This is for your own security.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying though, realistically, they could do that in the background. You wouldn't notice. It was always online.
Yeah.
It's like PS Plus, right? How many people set the PS Plus thing to download shit between, yeah.
Actually, I just said it because I just upgraded my hard drive.
Oh, shit.
Because I was out of hard drive space and I couldn't even download updates anymore.
Oh, anyway. My God, really?
Yeah, it was bad.
It was that bad. Wait, but I mean, what was that?
PS Plus, I guarantee you, we all have that option.
My PlayStation 3 hard drive was so full that I could not download like system updates automatically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was constantly deleting shit off there.
That's hilarious.
That's so, yeah, crazy.
This past weekend, I actually went out and bought a new one. But
what do you have in it now?
I've got a 500 gig in there right
there
now.
There you go. That's what I've gotten mine.
From 120.
Yeah, wow.
That's a pretty big jump. Mm. But I mean, yeah. Realistically, we talked about this as being a PS Plus thing that was a plus, that was a positive.
Yeah. It is, I think, actually.
Yeah, and technically, your console is always online in the background, or else it couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have mine set to do it between something like 4 and something a.m.
Yeah, me too.
And I turn off my PS3. And so, I don't know how it does it. I don't know if it's just an internal clock thing where it just turns on automatically. I've either been playing my PS3 at 4 a.m. or I've been sleeping, so I don't know if it actually just turns on and connects and then downloads everything. But the next day I'll be like, oh, it's downloaded this, 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 and this. And I'm like, that's cool. Then I go to my other PS3 in my bedroom, and I'm like, I want to play something. It's like, oh, firmware update. I'm like, okay. Oh, God, 15 minutes. Here we go. Because for some reason, I don't know why you can only do that with one PS3. Have you guys tried doing it on two? You guys both have two, right?
No, I only have one.
Jason, do you have two?
One working, one not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because for some reason, you can only set it for one console, which is kind of annoying. But anyway.
Don't get me going on their fucking, you can only have it on like two different console bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That fucks my day so many times. Anyway.
Oh, God, I bet it does for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So about 200 million Americans have high-speed internet.
200
million. Yeah, so, and that was, let me see, when was this article?
More than...
This was the end of 2011, so it's been, you know, a little over a year.
About 2 years.
About a year and a half. So the 2010 census says that there were... Okay, this is not as cut and dry. We'll have to look for this.
Okay, but well, I think we'll, the last we'll time, go with the numbers you got there, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I thought it was like 600 million Americans, something like
that. That's still a lot more than consoles that have been sold, unless you're talking Nintendo.
Yeah, but it, think about it. If you make it internet only, internet connected only, I mean, you're essentially cutting off 2/3 of your consumer base, your possible consumer base, you know? I mean, regardless of how many consoles have currently sold, you know, the argument can be made that if 2/3 are not high speed connected, that some of those 2/3 have an Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So,
but then the opposite side, you can argue that 600 million, or did you say 200 million? 600
million? 200 are connected. High speed.
You can also say 200 million people are high speed, and you can take PS3 sales, 360 sales, and Wii sales, combine them all together, and it doesn't get even close to that amount.
Right, but what I'm getting at is that if you cut off...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's getting rid of a lot of that market.
Yeah.
But you'd have to look into how many people in that market are even buying consoles.
Oh, wow. Wait a second.
More of like a...
This just may have changed. I was way off. There are apparently 311 million Americans.
Okay, so...
Yay!
300 million Americans with internets of the fastest speed.
No. 200 million with high-speed internet out of 300 million. So 2/3 of the American population have high-speed internet.
Cool.
True.
So that makes it less of an issue.
Let me bring this to you. People bitched when Xbox was announced it was going to use broadband only. Because a lot of people... Like, hardly anybody had broadband at that time. It was all dial-up.
Mm-hmm.
4 years later... Yeah.
Hmm.
4 years later, everything's broadband. PS3 runs on broadband, the new Xbox is on broadband, everything is broadband, nothing does dial-up anymore. So I'm wondering if this is going to be one of those things where it's like... This is the thing. As much as I'm against it, like, I really don't... I think it would be Microsoft's dumbest decision they've ever made... If they force it to be online only, like, don't get me wrong. I'm trying to look at it from both sides, but it's like, I really think it'd be really stupid for them for the exact reasons you're saying. You're cutting off a lot of your market right from the beginning by doing that, and you're going to turn off a lot of people just because a lot of people on the internet like to fucking just bitch about everything and be like, I'm not buying it. And these are people who are like, I don't want to be always connected, yet these are the people always on their computers writing comments on YouTube and all these fucking news articles all the time. Like, you're always on the fucking internet, dude. Like, get over it. But, I think it might be one of those things where it's like they're trying to make a headway to be like, all right, well, always connected is going to be the new thing. It might be able to get you this is better for us. They can try to convince it's better for the gamers. I have not seen that yet besides the brief things we talked about. But Steam's the same way. And then
to a degree, yeah.
Well, Steam has an offline mode, but it's a pain in the butt. Yeah, it's not that great.
To work when I, yeah, just for shits and giggles. Like, I've been like, what the fuck's wrong with my games? And I figured, oh, my internet connection's out. I don't even know how to make that work, to be honest. Not out. See, but, like, the cord's literally out of my
games. And here's the thing.
Your internet never goes out.
My Ethernet's literally out of my PC. If not, it's out.
So Steam is a download-only platform, right? Mm-hmm. So
completely digital.
It's completely digital. So it's not a horrible thing to say that if you are online so that you can download these games, then you're going to be online to play them.
Then why did everyone bitch about SimCity and Diablo 3?
That's a different situation because you can't play them single player. You know, they can't play them truly exactly single player. But it's not really. Because we're talking about having a connection in the background. Because think about the way Ubisoft did DRM. They had the always online DRM, but you could still play single player. It still sucked.
You still had to be online. You had to have an online.
Yeah, you had to have an online.
Let's hold up a second though. So, you know, if there's like a connection drop in Diablo, what happens?
Yeah, the game stops.
Right.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen in Far Cry 3.
Exactly. You know? That's my point.
So it is a different situation.
Yeah. Because that's on Ubisoft. It's like any game that's through 100% through Steam, it will drop. Can you keep playing if it drops?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I've never had that.
There's like one real quick check when you boot up the game.
But I'm trying to think of what's the difference though, Chris, because you say that Diablo 3 is a multiplayer game, so it's a multiplayer game, but it's not. It's just only multiplayer because it's an always on connection. Diablo 2, Diablo 1, Diablo 3 are the same game whether you play multiplayer or single player. But
if you play single player, you have to exit out and then load up a multiplayer game.
Exactly, but what I'm saying
Diablo 3 is always online. It's always a multiplayer game. It's just whether or not you decide to invite people into your game.
Exactly, and that's the same thing this would be. When I'm saying everyone bitched about Diablo 3, everyone bitched about SimCity, yet both those games sold multiple millions. And I think that the vocal minority on the internet are not going to be the people that determine whether or not something like this would be successful or not.
Well, no, I agree with you, but that's what I'm getting at. I'm sure that there are people that. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be in a lot of ways like my situation. It's like I'm saying right now, I'm going to have every console. That's just the way I am. Well, but if I have a choice to get a game on 360 or PS or I'm sorry, if I or on Xbox or PS4, you know, unless there is a significant reason for me to get it on the next Xbox, I'm going to get it on PS4 because I would rather not have that layer of complexity there.
I'm with you.
And, you know, granted, it's gonna be, so I think that, you know, you're gonna see an effect in sales of the console first, and then you're also gonna see an effect in sales of third-party games, cause people are going to, people that have both will likely lean to the console that's gonna give them an easier time about playing the game.
True. But let's add in this latest rumor, though. Latest rumor is it's not gonna be required to be online, it's open, it's gonna be open to the publisher. So
I've heard that rumor as well. I thought it was they get to choose their own form of DRM.
Yeah, well, they can choose whether or not it's. Well, I've read it's basically not a standard thing. The Xbox doesn't have to physically be online, but publishers can choose. It's going to be in the software where they can be like, hey, if you need to have your game be played and you want it to be online only, you can do that here.
Yeah,
and again, it's all rumor. We can't say one or.
That's a decent enough workaround. I could live with that. I think.
But then I could see a bunch of third parties then being like, well, that's kind of incentive to go this way. And let's just say Sony were to be like, okay, you know what? This is the way the future's going. And Sony decides to add something. Well, now our console needs to be online. Hypothetically speaking, because everything we're talking about right now is hypothetical and rumors. Would that be a big deal overall?
Yes. I don't know. I mean, if both systems were all online only.
If both of them were online. Because, I mean, how many times
what are you going to do?
Bring your console.
What are you going to do? You know, it's like, and unfortunately, that just seems to be the way it's going. And they're going to basically end up having control over what's going on. And, you know, it's to the point where you no longer own the console you buy. You know, that's what it seems like. So, you know.
I was going to say, I'm going to go play PC, but yeah, I guess.
Yeah, PC's the same damn thing.
Same thing. But I think this is my point.
I just hooked up my CDX, bitches. Shut up.
Like you're saying, you're seeing, there you go. Old school shit for the win. Play your Dreamcast if shit goes wrong. But I mean, realistically, we all have our shit online all the time.
My fucking internet goes out all the time.
Are we bitching? Yeah, well, yours kind of does, yeah. But I mean, do you have to be playing?
I'm not alone in that. I mean,
do you have to play video games all the time? Like, there could be times where you're like, I really want to play this game. Fuck, my internet's down. That sucks.
But yeah.
Is it really worth, like, the amount of, like, vitriol is being spitted, like, any slight word of online only? Like, literally, I can sit there and be like, okay, there's been times when maybe shit happens and I can't play my games, but it's not the end of the world. Not to be like, oh my god, holy shit, the world's collapsing.
I have a feeling that the online only thing.
That's exactly how I feel when my internet is out.
Yeah.
Well, my internet, because I'm not connected to absolute. Well, then I have my 3G though. Then I have like my phone, so luckily.
I'm probably not going to be able to look at my 360 or next box or whatever.
You have LTE.
No, but you're
not
going to fucking die if you can't play a game for an hour.
I have shitty phone coverage in here. No, it's more than that.
Yeah,
so if my internet's out, okay, fuck, my games are out. Because I'll tell you what, if my internet's out right now, the first thing I go to is a console. If I can't fucking play
something offline or whatever.
Yeah, then I'm screwed.
Here's the thing. I just think
that it's too soon to do this, and this is kind of what I was trying to make this point earlier, and I didn't get to finish it. So Steam is a download only platform, and it's always you have to be online, and it checks to see if the game is, you know, it checks a DRM that way, but in that case, everything's download only, so it's okay. You know, I understand the assumption that it's, you know, I need to be online, so that's fine. They have an offline mode. It sucks, granted, but you know, it's there. When you have physical media, there are people out there that expect it to play no matter what. You put the game in the drive and it should play the damn thing. You know, it's the same. Like if I go out and buy a game from the store, you know, I don't expect to have to put the disc in my PC. And it shouldn't have to be online.
Unless
it's an online game.
100% agree with you. I'm just going with the reality of how often is it.
It doesn't matter how often it is. Yeah, if one person is doing it and the other isn't, then I'm going to support the one who isn't.
Well, again, rumor. Yeah, exactly. You're going to go more towards one before the other. I understand that, and I would probably do the same thing. But I'm talking about the actual moral of this whole argument that people are saying this is crazy, this is fucking bullshit. When you actually think of how often your net goes down, how often you're without a connection, how often you actually take your consoles offline or anything offline to that point, is it really that big of a deal? Is it like, is it to the point
it may or may not be to us, but it is to one third of America. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You are basically segmenting markets now. You are saying that one third of America does not deserve to have your console because they don't have internet.
Here's another goofy thought though. So, I mean, you mentioned before that
3G.
That third parties, will have the ability to choose their own type, whether or not they'll be online or not. What if they say, you know, yes, you're going to have to connect to our servers in order
to play
this game. This company goes bankrupt. They shut their fucking servers down.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they can't just pass it off to Microsoft and say, all right, you've got to manage this.
They would have to open it up before they did that.
How?
They can. I mean, I'm trying to remember who did that, but there was one thing where it was like an online only thing, and they released the source code and allowed people to make their own servers. You know, you can do it that way. Oh. You know, that's how you can still go out and play PSO right now, is that they released it and you can start your own server, that kind of thing.
Oh, they didn't release that. That's straight up hacking.
Oh, really? No, I thought that was released.
There's nothing legit about that.
Okay. Well, I know that there are games that have done that, so.
Yeah, they're few and far between, I'm sure.
True.
I'm just prepping people, like, get ready, because, I mean, stuff like MMOs, you have to be online. People are addicted to those. That, like, World of Warcraft is, like, the biggest subscriber base ever. Can't play that game when it's not online. People get used to it. I think it's one of those things where I think it's going to be, like, the new backwards compatible if it does happen. People will bitch about it at the beginning, just like they did when broadband was, like, the standard, when last gen was a thing.
And see, I didn't realize that was even an issue.
Yeah, it was like everyone was like, oh my god, it's that dialogue. I was like that. Fuck, I could play my fucking my PS2. Undoubtedly, I couldn't do that with my Xbox, because I don't think I even had broadband. Oh, no, I did. I had broadband when I had actually Dreamcast, and I couldn't get that Dreamcast adapter, because it never actually came out in America.
Oh, the broadband adapter? Sorry,
the broadband.
Yeah, adapter. It was only the modem.
Yeah, which apparently was a bitch to set up, but anyway. Different. I don't know. Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate, because like, I would totally, if I had one choice or the other.
Jeff,
I would,
you never do that.
Blind choice. No, but I mean, I think it's important to look at shit from both sides. Like,
I was I agree with you.
I was literally sitting here being like, when has my consoles ever been offline? And I can't even count on one hand in the last 8 years where I've actually been playing a game, my connection has totally dropped. And I could maybe count maybe four times when I had like bad internet connection like 4 years ago, maybe. Other than that, never.
I'm glad that you have so much faith in your internet service provider and all of these. No, hold up. I'm not even done, because it's a long fucking laundry list of people that you have to fucking rely on in order for you to play the game.
Yeah.
I think it's bullshit. I think it's fucking stupid. I agree. You know, in a real world scenario, the shit's always on for the most part. But I think it's really bullshit when you actually pay for something and you're like unable to play it
It's because you're buying a physical product. I think that's the biggest thing. It's like crazy.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Steam. It's
that's
like you're getting it digitally. It feels different because you're downloading online. Obviously, you have an internet connection to download it. A physical product should be able to work.
What I would like to see, I mean, if we're super insistent upon, you know, doing this, like, you know, online connection thing. Have it be like a one-time activation, you know, and it downloads something to your console.
Yep.
You know, and then you never have to connect again. Okay. That might be a good, I don't know, compromise.
Something
to like, because I know there's a whole rumor like after if your connection loses for like, was it 3 minutes, 4 minutes is again another rumor.
Yeah. That was
it'll
a rumor.
Disconnect. Even if they did something like every few weeks you pop in a game, it's like we're just gonna check your online, oh verified, boom, you're good, now you're good to play this game for the next like 3 weeks, offline doesn't really matter, just like random checks or something. I don't know if that's even possible. I mean, it should be. I mean,
I'm
people
sure.
get they send out purges all the time on shit like PSN and Xbox, look for like modded shit and all that other crap, so I don't know, it's fucked up.
I think they're just inviting more problems if they choose to go with like
I agree
always on.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know
and
how
that's what I think it's gonna happen.
Here's kind of how I feel about this. If they block use games, that's instant death.
They won't block you.
I don't think they're gonna block them either. If it's always online, they're still gonna sell consoles, they're still gonna sell games, but Sony's still gonna win.
Who knows? It's all gonna be out of the
price.
Really? You know, there's a bunch of intangibles there that are price of the console, games, I think
whoever's got the next exclusive Call of Duty is going to win. People like ultimately don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's still going to be millions. But I don't think there's going to be. I think the next PS3.
Did you guys hear about the
Xbox is going to be fine.
The Respawn game being
Xbox.
Exclusive, apparently.
Yeah, I heard that. But then again, I don't think anyone's going to give a fuck about that, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think they will either.
Because, I mean, yeah, it's Respawn. It doesn't have Call of Duty on it. People don't. I think half the people, like, how many copies did Call of Duty sell?
Here's my theory on this, okay?
Maybe a million.
And I actually had this conversation on a forum. So, and I look at this in two different ways. So there's the way that you can look at it that people are excited about Destiny, even though it's being made by Bungie, and Bungie's not making Halo anymore. And then there's the whole thing with, you know, Infinity Ward, Call of Duty, Activision, Treyarch, and then Respawn. So Call of Duty players, I'm sure that they, you know, I'm sure there's a population of them that know about Respawn. But the question is, are they going to stop buying the yearly Call of Duty to go play the Respawn's game? When it comes to Destiny.
Destiny as well.
But it's not, because Halo doesn't come out every year. Proper Halos don't come out every year.
No.
So being Bungie and they're smart. They're not going to compete with their former game. You know, they're going to release on an off year when they're not making a proper Halo game.
Oh, they definitely will.
Yeah, so they're not competing against what they used to be. You know, no. Respawn is always going to be they're always
going
to be competing against what they used to be. And Bungie doesn't necessarily have that issue.
I think that's the recognition thing, whereas I don't think it matters that Bungie's doing Destiny. I don't think it matters that Respawn's doing another first-person shooter to go against Call of Duty. I think for the general public, outside of like the people that go to forums and stuff like that, the game name comes before the developer, and they don't give a shit. I mean,
yeah, I agree
Treyarch
with that too.
Proved that. Like Treyarch was like, people would shit on Treyarch's games. The people that were like, you know, hardcore, like I guess gamer, so to speak. They're not like their games weren't as good as the Infinity Ward games, but now the Treyarch games are selling more than the Infinity Ward games. I don't think it's because the general public that are buying these games are like, holy shit, these Treyarch guys are awesome. They're just like, wow, this game's better than the last game that was put out.
Yeah.
I really like this one. Yep. And I think the same is going to go with Destiny. I think Destiny's going to do really well. I just don't think a lot of people realize who Bungie is. Same people, I don't think they realize what Infinity Ward is or yeah. who Respawn is.
They're very much touting the by the makers of Halo tag, though.
That's yeah. They need to drive that yeah. into the ground, though. I mean,
and the question is, will Respawn say by the makers of Modern Warfare? And I don't think Activision will let them.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I don't even know if that helps, because Epic did that with their own game with Unreal 3, and that sold like shit. From the makers of Gears of War, and Gears of War sold multiple.
Yeah, Unreal 3 is just meh.
Well, no, exactly. But this is like, we're looking at retroactively, like the game wasn't that great. But when it was coming out, they drilled that in the ground from the makers of Gears of War.
Mm-hmm.
And Gears of War did so freaking well. And
yeah, that's
Sony
true.
Was like, that's probably why they paid for the exclusive. Like, shit, Gears of War did really well. Let's get the exclusive. It's their own game, so they're not getting any trouble for branding it that way. And it sold like garbage all around, not even just on PS3, like everything. It just did not do well.
Yeah.
And even looked like Gears of War. Like, yeah, the big, bulky characters that are just not cool for Halo. I mean, not Halo, Unreal.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I think moral of the story is that I'm going to get one regardless. It's just, you know, I may be...
I'm probably going to get a PS4. If it's true, I'm 100% going to get a PS4 first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that. It would take... I mean, the only way I would get the new Xbox is, you know, when an exclusive that I really want comes out.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And, you know, judging by what they have under their exclusivity belt right now, there's really not a whole lot for me, to be honest.
Yeah, no.
So
we might find out. And I think on May 21st, when they have this whole Microsoft thing, I don't think they're going to mention the online thing at all.
Probably not.
I don't even think they're going to say it is or isn't. I think they're just going to wait for a bit. And if they do, it'll be in a press release.
Yeah, if they don't mention anything, that might be scary.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I think no news is bad news, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Especially with all the rumors going around. If it's not like that, they need to nip that shit in the bud now.
And they haven't yet.
Nope.
No.
And that's what's scary about it.
When PR companies zip their lip, yeah, there's usually some truth to the rumor.
Yeah.
Where, you know, if they're like, you know, no comments, no, this is definitely not what's going on, then yeah. But
or you could wait, or they could be holding on to it, and then they do announce it, and then everyone goes fucking batshit crazy, like, yay! Because it's like, you've heard the rumors that we're always online. That is not true. And then, holy mm-hmm. shit, that's the biggest headline of everything.
Yeah.
Not online, even though it's...
Yeah.
I still think there's a lot of flux going on behind the scenes as far as their marketing is concerned. But
how do you mean?
Like, you know, I don't know that they have a real clear roadmap.
I don't think they do either.
I think probably shut the fuck up right now. Okay.
Well, no, it's just like, I think that they it's a software thing. They could turn that on and off whenever they want to. They could have it. That's what they're planning to do up until fucking right before launch and be like, we're not going to do that. It's not going to be a thing. Or like before E3 or something. So they're probably weighing it out. They'll probably announce some shit, see how the reception is on the 21st of May. If they get a really good reception without mentioning that, they could be like, this might actually work. We might be able to push this through the door. But if everyone's still talking about, well, they never mentioned whether or not it's online only, they'd be like, fuck, maybe we should reconsider.
Yeah.
Because it's a software thing. They can do, if it was a hardware thing, that's a totally different story, but it's a software thing. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Eh.
We will find out.
We will deal with it.
True.
Hey, why don't we move on?
We do have an Indus question revolving this. Actually, I threw that out before we recorded. We have one person replied. That is Jeff BTW, Better Tomorrow.
Yo.
He says, always online doesn't bother me. I have a hard time playing my consoles if they are disconnected anyway.
Really?
Hmm.
All right. Cool.
There we go. Thank you, Jeff. We pretty much, yeah, we, our whole discussion was basically based on that one point. Yeah. So.
All right. Shall we move on?
Sure.
Hey, I got some new releases.
Yes.
I like new releases.
There is really nothing coming out this week.
Yay!
The only title I can see listed is Mario and Donkey Kong Minis on the Move for the 3DS, which is I believe it's a downloadable title. And yeah, I can't see anything else. So I guess maybe something on PSN or XBLA, but pff, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm double checking right now just to see if there's anything else. And let's see, nothing on 360, nothing on PS3, like literally nothing. Wii U has nothing. Huh. 3DS has Mario and Donkey Kong, which he mentioned. And Vita has nothing. Wow. Literally nothing coming
Vita
out.
Vita has... Oh, wait. When did Accent Core come out? Was that last week?
I don't know.
What's it called? Jason, help me out here.
I was looking Accent something up. Repeat?
Yeah, Repeat after that. Accent Core... Guilty Gear.
Oh, Guilty Gear...
That came out last week.
Yeah.
Oh, was it last week? Okay.
Yep. There's some misleading shit about that, too. If you watch the trailer, they show, like, online lobbies and stuff. Game does not have online. It's only local.
Ooh,
oh, that's weird. Shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shitty. But, yeah, so, pick of the week?
My pick, actually, is a little game called Way of the Dog. It's a downloadable Xbox Live Arcade game starring Snoop Dogg in kind of like a QuickTime event fighting game.
That was actually true? Sorry, go ahead.
I hear it's coming out tomorrow, which is a few days ago, if you're just listening.
So that's actually a true story?
Yeah. I think so.
I thought that was a joke when I saw that
on
the site.
All right.
Wow, okay. All right.
Or maybe I'm trolling everybody.
That is the more likely scenario.
Way of the Dog. Remember it, people. Go get it.
We have any other index questions?
Oh, yeah, we do, actually.
Okay, go for it.
We're jumping right into that. We got some. We got one from... How's it bringing up? Okay. Based on the nature of their character... Which Muppet would have the best chance of successfully assassinating Hitler? This comes from Crispy Chicken. Based on the nature of their character, who would have the best chance of assassinating Hitler?
Miss Piggy.
So I'm guessing. See, I think she's too up in the face.
He'd well, like, I know, but she's, you know, blonde hair, blue eye. I think he'd be, like, attracted to Miss Piggy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I think she could, you know, she could get in there. Charm him with her, you know, or charm him with her karate chops and her, you know, shrill, fucking annoying voice. God, I hate this movie.
You don't think her temper would give her away? Like,
no, she can play it cool when she needs to and then just, like, assassinate that mofo. Miss Piggy.
I was going to say Gonzo, but I don't think is... Never mind, I'm not going to finish that sentence because that's going to go... Man, I'll finish that joke after we record. Gonzo, well, he's a you know, master disguise kind of thing. He dresses up. He's kind of sleuthy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Animal, maybe Chris. I was going to say animal. He'll just fucking go nuts and plow through everyone until he gets to him.
Go all like Tasmanian devil on his
own. Pretty much, yeah. Break out the drumsticks and just play drums on everybody. Drums!
Thank you, Crispy Chicken. El Doozy says, this is actually a comment, I guess, from last week. He says, I wasn't trolling Chris, LOL, but I'm planning on starting a family, so I needed insight on how he dealt with the eclipse. I guess that was the whole thing with the baby seat, how you fit it in the back seat.
You get a new car, that's what you do.
We talked about that last week, right? I didn't think he was trolling me.
I didn't think he was trolling. Yeah,
I answered him sincerely. It really sucks if it's rear facing, but if it's front facing, you can get away with one. You can't do it two. It just doesn't work.
Okay. There you go, El Doozy. Only one. Only have one kid. If you have twins,
buy a new car. Buy a new fucking car. Just do it. Just buy a new car.
Homo Oats 16 says...
Homo oats? What?
Would you rather know how you will die or the day you will die? No cop-outs. You have to pick one.
Day.
Well, no, we're not saying describe oats. We're saying...
No. Yeah, I said day. It's like
day, D, not gay.
Oh, day.
I mean, Freudian slip on Chorney's part.
Chorney's part, that's right. Dick.
I was going
I would rather know how.
What'd you say, dick in my mouth? What?
What? What's that, Oates? 14 dicks on a Thursday? Shit. Yeah. I'm with Jason. I'd rather go day because at least you know how many days you have left. I don't care how it's gonna happen. Just fucking.
I would get so fucked up that morning.
Oh my god, you would. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know when I'm gonna die.
So you just want the way it's gonna happen.
If I had to choose one of the two, yeah, I guess so. I don't want to know how either, but you know. I don't know. Maybe the how is you're going to die of old age. That'd be nice. I'd be like, well, that's good. I don't have to fucking worry about it for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks. There that's super helpful. Should we pick our day or
no
type of death?
That's
too
dark.
So prophetic, though. Like, if we nailed it.
That is way too dark and not, no.
Man.
I'm having flashbacks.
Like, people back is like, back on episode 280 of the Interactive Instructions podcast, Jason Jeff Chorney called his own death.
I'm having flashbacks of Futurama.
20 years from now,
be like, Jason, I bet you $14 million I can pick the day I die. It's like I control that bet, but I ain't getting that money either. That's the point. He follows up with, on a lighter note, any cover songs that you enjoy more than the original. My favorite is Johnny Cash's cover of Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, which is funny because I actually don't like that cover at all. But
I usually have a canned answer for this and I forget.
Really?
Let's just start naming some covers.
I really like Tainted Love by Marilyn Manson. I fucking love that cover. Disturbed did a really good Phil Collins Genesis cover of
Land of Confusion, yeah.
Yes, Land of Confusion, which is really good.
I really like Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm.
Oh yeah.
That's a really, really good cover. I like that.
That is a good one. That's like their one-hit wonder. It was like a cover.
Although they actually did, I think they did Beat It too, but they only did that one live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did Beat It, but they only did it live. So.
There's cool. Another. Oh, I like the Boys of Summer by the Ataris. That's
really good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a really good one. Paint It Black cover, a band called Gob, G-O-B.
Oh, Gob's awesome, dude. Gob's rad. Aren't they Canadian?
Probably.
Yes, they are.
If you knew about them, I didn't know their nationality.
I think they're Canadian.
It's on the Stir of Echoes soundtrack. That's how I got introduced to it. That was badass.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think I like that's actually probably one of the most covered songs ever, I think.
Paint It Black, yeah.
I think that and Dock of the Bay is pretty
cool. Oh, you know what's really good? Is that... that Sheryl Crow version of Sweet Child of Mine. Oh, it's so fucking...
Oh, that's actually... Yes. Yeah.
I was so kidding, Jeff. That is fucking shit-ass nasty.
I was just going to say.
Yeah,
it was like,
fucking
what
terrible.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Isn't that
please, God, no, shut the fuck up.
God.
Really? I thought it was...
Stop it. No. We're moving on. I want to forget this ever happened.
Okay. What was it, Johnny Cash that did Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah, that's what Oates said.
Oh, okay. I missed that. Sorry.
That was his main.
You said it was from Oates, and I tuned out. Sorry.
There's actually another one. I can't. There's a lot actually. I kind of just enjoy covers anyway. It's just a thing. I don't.
I did too. If you guys check out like SomaFM.com, they have a station just completely dedicated to cover songs. Yeah. The name of the station is called Covers.
Covers?
Yeah.
It's kind of original. All
right.
I'm going to listen to that Sheryl Crow cover after this, and I guarantee you it's not as bad as you guys.
Yeah, it is.
So Jason and I are going to be looking for a replacement for the podcast.
Seriously, I'm offended right now.
I
don't even know the man.
I remember being good, but I haven't heard it in I was fucking 14 or something, so.
Huh.
Hey, can we do another voicemail?
Sure.
Oh, all yeah, right,
here we go.
Hey guys, it is another Gene, giving you a call because I can do that apparently. Because I have nothing else here to do. So I've been thinking, since you guys have been struggling with my topics now, apparently. Well, it's not even apparently. It's exactly what it is. If you just plan to ask for like help and stuff like that, I consider to do that. I'm an ideas man. I think of stuff a lot. I just usually just don't execute on it. That's kind of the type of guy I am. Like, I think of a million things, but I have a million ideas, but I just never do anything with them.
If you're good at something, don't give it away for free.
And, you know, sometimes I get to do that other show that I do. But, you know, with the environment over there, though, sometimes it's not the best thing for them because, you know, they're young and shit. I'm 27. They're, like, in their 20s. They're not even old enough to drink, but drink anyway. I'm like, no, you shouldn't do that. And
Wait, did he just say, I'm 27 and they're in their 20s? Just want to make sure that's what just happened. Is that what just happened?
Pretty, I think so.
Okay.
I guess.
I also think you said something about puppets, too. I'm not sure.
All right, let's keep going.
Being so old and I'm going on super tangents. But anyway, you already know the digital thing. And I already asked you, like, if you play digital games or not. So here's another topic for you. Do you guys like thinking about it? I wonder if you're thinking about if, like, the 8 styles retro games are. Do you think those like that style anymore is like even like a selling point anymore? Because for me, it's, I don't think it is. It's it's cool, and it's always cool to see that stuff. But like ever since this generation, like you know, that was like the cool thing to do. Like because we never seen it before. You know, like oh my god, they're going retro. It's so cool and everything like that. But now. It just doesn't do it for me anymore. Like, the Dragon Fantasy Book 1 game that just came out,
thank you.
I was tempted to get it, but just like, I don't know, I'm kind of done with these type of graphics now. Not that I need like super realistic graphics, but, you know, I don't really need that. Like, give me some good 2D high-end HD sprites and I'm fine with that. Give me a Blaze Blue looking game. That's always awesome to look and see and try to do. Anyway, there's an idea. Use it for a topic. That's awesome. And I'm up for my 3 minutes, so I'll shut up now. Still listening. Unfortunately, I guess. Whatever. Later, guys.
Yay, we retain one listener.
At least he still listens. No, it's actually a very cool topic. Not, you know, because we've been seeing a lot of the new retro style games that have come out this generation. So I guess, yeah, we could probably do something like that for next week. We'll talk about that a little bit, later in the show. So, are there any more Indus questions?
No, that's it.
Okay, well then I have one more voicemail.
But I will want to say, I listened to the first 30 seconds of the show, Crow Sweet Child of Mine version, and I stand corrected.
Yeah, it's terrible, right?
I stand corrected. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I love you again,
Jeff. You can keep your job.
We all make mistakes. I mean,
you can keep your job. All right, I have one more voicemail. Here we go.
Hey, this man, what's going on? How we doing? What's the crack?
You're entitled, sir.
We are here.
This sounds like a good person.
He's awesome.
That was good. Let's go on questions, man. Stop fucking around. Yeah. Yo, how do you feel about people who come in, like, you know, you go to your local convenience store or whatever, and you buy just a pack of gum, right? And you use a debit card or a credit card. Isn't that a little, I don't know, disgraceful, embarrassing? I don't even know what word to use. I mean, I get so pissed off. People come in here and they spend 50 cents to a dollar, maybe $1.50 or a newspaper, and they use plastic. They use a card. I mean, really?
Pause, Chris.
You don't have 10.
Paused.
I don't want to like miss any of his questions. He usually like rapid fires them and we forget about them.
And we end up forgetting about them.
Hey, so I don't carry cash.
Yeah, I'm with you. Fist bump.
You got a fucking problem with it? Put up a little sign that says, you know, you know.
Must spend $5, right? Yeah. I will say this. I never carry cash, but usually if I go, and this would happen mainly with my last job because I would stop at the QT that was right there pretty often. Mm-hmm. But usually what I would do is if I was going to go in there and get something, I would make sure that it was like, you know, more than $2-3, but if I were going to use my credit card. But yeah, I mean, I don't carry cash. I'll fucking do that. I don't care.
You don't carry any cash at all?
I usually don't, no. Same. No, I put everything on credit card and I pay the credit card off every month. That's what I usually try and do.
Yeah, I can see where it's coming from though. I don't even work in a convenience store, but I hate when people do that and it holds up. It's like 50 cents really. And I hate doing that, but I have been in a situation where I've been like, shit, I don't have any cash on me.
No.
All I really want is this fucking pack of gum. It's ridiculous. And sorry, I'm paying Interact, whatever. I'll pay the 50-cent fee, even though it's probably more than what I'm fucking buying. But I have no other choice. But yes, I do think it's annoying.
No, the most annoying thing, more annoying than anybody using any credit card for any amount of money, is someone that gets in the fucking line going like...
Lottery?
No, they like say you're at a grocery store or something like that. They come and they go to get their groceries, and then they write a fucking check. It's like, why are you writing a check? Who fucking uses checks anymore?
I haven't seen anyone write
a check ever. Oh, dude, it happens. It doesn't happen all the time, but yeah, it happens... enough for me to remember people doing it.
I don't even think you can pay for check anywhere here anymore.
Yeah, you can still do it like grocery stores and shit here. So, and like Target and Walmart and shit like that, but pain in the ass. Who writes checks anymore?
Write that shit beforehand and just write in the fucking number if you're going to do
exactly.
That.
All right. Oh.
Bastards.
There we go. All right, let's continue this.
$1 cash in your fucking pocket? No, no. That was just, sorry. I mean, what do you say to those people? I mean, it's, come on, man.
Thank you, sir.
You must purchase $5.
All right. Next question, man. Vegetarians. What do you say to those people? I mean, they're cool. I mean, I respect, you know, their, I respect what, you know, they do. I mean, not eating meat and all that, but I mean.
I say to them, are you going to eat that when they order?
Yeah. Like, literally, are you going to eat that?
I will have your burger. Thank you.
That's right. It's like, hey, we have vegetarian friends. And one of them is vegan now. Chris Hardiman. So he pretty much just eats nuts and berries and drinks beer. And then, but I'll tell you what, he cooks beef better than anybody I know. You know, he'll actually have people over for a barbecue, and then he just won't eat any of the food he cooks. it's crazy.
Crazy as shit.
It is. It's really crazy. He's so good at it, though.
I have nothing wrong with vegetarians, as long as they don't preach it on me.
Yeah.
Like any
right.
The same
yeah.
way. It's like, I've met vegetarians that are totally cool. Like, if I order a burger, they're not like, I don't eat red meat. Like, I don't give a shit. I didn't ask you if you eat fucking red meat. Like,
that's right.
Yeah, exactly. I ordered it, not you.
Really? Well, then you should order a burger
as well.
Do you know how
that meat comes from? Yeah, it comes from a fucking cow, and it's fucking tasty, delicious.
Do you know
I'm
why
glad they have it down to a science so they can get me my meat faster?
That's right. Do you know why God gave us teeth? It's to tear into meat.
Yeah, it's the vegetarians that fucking like preach it. It's same with, like non-smokers the way they do it. Or the worst is the smoker who turned non-smoker that does that, and that drives me nuts.
Ooh.
Like I can't stand the smell of smoke. I'm like, you used to smoke. Yeah, I just don't. You shouldn't. I'm like, dude, really? Like, dude.
That's pretty. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of legit, but I would still keep it to myself.
No, well, no. You would if you quit smoking, you'd tell smokers they should stop smoking.
No, that's what I'm saying is I would keep it to myself. It's like,
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
That the smoke smell would bother
it's
me.
Terrible.
But,
yes, but you're not going to preach it on someone, right? You're not going to.
Hell
do
no.
Hey, yeah, it's like the thing is like I have no problem with vegetarian. Just I don't like if someone orders a vegetarian meal, I'm not going to sit there and be like, "What's wrong with you?" I'm just going to be like, "Oh, enjoy your shit. I'm going to enjoy my steak. That's fine."
I'd be like, "Do you want to order like a normal hamburger and then like, you know, take the meat off and give it to me because it's the same
exactly.
price?"
Exactly. Yeah.
Why are you ordering that Boca shit?
That shit nasty.
I don't mind those so much.
Just don't
Boca burgers?
Yeah, I don't mind them.
Oh.
All right, let's continue.
You know how many calories are in that Big Mac? Yes, I do, and it's tasty. I don't need you to fucking tell me.
You know that's just Thousand Island dressing, right? Yes, I know it's just Thousand Island dressing. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck off.
They're missing out. Can we agree on that? That they are missing out on something special in their lives, not eating, you know, I mean, just veggies and cheese. I mean, come on now. I don't know.
We didn't really agree on that at all, but...
Well, I gave up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's not... I mean, just... Really. All right. Vegetarians, we move on for James to another random question. Being alone at home, or, you know, whatever, like if you were alone.
Right.
Now, when you're alone at home, like no one's around, no one else,
same
just
answer.
You by yourself, do you do things freely? Like, do you do things that you wouldn't do if someone was there? That's what I'm asking.
Masturbate.
So, I mean, if you were alone at home, no one was there for like an entire day for 24 hours, what would you do at home? That's what I'm asking.
Jerk off in a different
house. So, I mean, if I was that person, you know, well, I am, but whatever. If I was that person, you know, you would do creative things. You know, I would do naked cartwheels with the windows open and everything so the neighbors could see. I don't give a shit. You know, I would do that kind of thing. But what would you do?
First of all, I don't think Eddie can do a cartwheel.
No.
You guys are cool, man. I'm going to wrap this up. You guys are awesome, though. I mean, really? You guys are...
Thanks, Eddie.
I love you guys.
Love
I mean, you guys have the authority go to your local, like, you know, drive-through fast food restaurant and go at the window and go to the guy and, you know, and you can tell that person that's giving you your food. You can tell them, do you know who I am? You can say that to them. Do you know who I am?
I paused. Can I order a vegetarian burger and pay with a credit card?
Right.
Yeah, he's like, exactly. I do not, sir. But whatever. Well, look me up, you fucking piece of shit. You worthless piece of shit. Look me up.
And make,
Google my name. My name is, food. And you say
Google
your
my name. And
like,
then
I do a podcast, Interactive Distractions, and that's who I am.
Also,
the next time I come here, you better recognize
put anything in my burger.
You have the authority to do that. That's how cool you are. I'm just trying to acknowledge your coolness. That's what I'm doing right now. Well, regardless, do that next time you go to your drive-through like restaurant, or your next time you're in line at a grocery store or something. Just do that. Just say that. Do you know who I am? And explain who.
It cut him off. That was 3 minutes.
Okay. Oh,
it was probably time.
What was the last question?
It
I think it was
the,
more of a request.
What do you do when you?
Oh, right. What do you do when you're all? I think we're all in the same boat. Masturbate, right?
Of course.
I mean, it's usually masturbate and then play video games for like an hour or two and then masturbate again.
Masturbate.
And then play video games for like another 2 or 3 hours. But you can't go more than 3 times in a day because it starts to get really rough.
Oh, yeah. Baby, you're going to work. Oh, I miss you.
Oh, that sucks.
Let me pull up my porn site as soon as you pull out of the driveway.
See you later. Call me before you come back.
Yeah. Hey, call me when you're on your way home. Yeah.
You lock the door so you hear the key going.
That's right.
Jiggling around. Oh shit!
Oh, we're horrible people. Okay,
but besides masturbation, when you guys have like I have a day off tomorrow with nothing planned, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. I'm probably gonna wake up.
If I had a day to myself, I seriously would probably play games all day because I fucking don't do that anymore. So
yeah, I can't do that. I feel too guilty. I can play for a few hours and I have to do something, and then I can play for a few more hours.
Yeah,
but I am gonna try to do the whole hyperspin thing tomorrow, but. For the second half. First half, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hmm. You're gonna finish Bioshock for the second time.
No.
Well, that's all the voicemails I've got, guys.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie. And thank you, Nabashin, for the voicemails.
Love you, too. Love you guys both.
All right, do you guys want to do Question of the Week so we can get out of here?
I was going to say we're going to touch on Nabashin's whole...
Yeah, thing. I think we should. I think we should say, something along the lines of, the fact that the return of retro games, presentation, was really big in this generation, but has it worn out its welcome? How's that? Does that sound good?
Okay.
Has the retro presentation worn out its welcome? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
What about retro 8-bit zombie games?
What about them?
I'm just thinking of the two most overplayed things that I can think of right now.
Oh, that makes sense. Let's combine those two.
Is it kind of like faux pas? Is it a faux pas? And it's like not like in anymore. It's overdoing it kind of thing, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. How are we gonna build a question about this?
I thought we did.
I think we just did.
We just did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has the retro style, the retro presentation style, worn out its welcome?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that works.
Just cut out the last 10 seconds.
Nah, it'll leave it in. It'll be fun.
All right.
So to answer the question of the week, just send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
Numbers.
You can check us out on what do we do next? Twitter. You can check us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. And you can find us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. We are Interactive Distractions. Look us up and you'll find us. And if you are if you want a forum to come hang out
and just ask Eddie.
And what?
I said just ask Eddie. He said look us up on Google.
Oh, that's right. Don't you know who we are? come by Retroids and join the community and join into the conversation that we've got going over there, and then lots of people to play multiplayer games with if you're into that. And yeah, I think that's about it. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
No, I'm good.
I do not think so.
All right.
I'm still trying to get over the Cheryl Crow thing. I know you recanted, dude, but...
I honestly remember it as being, and to be honest, I was trying to play. I thought you were actually being serious. I was like, "Oh, that was great!" And I was like, but then I was like, "I don't remember being that bad." And then I was like, "This to versus seconds, like,
yep.
It's not that good. It's okay until she gets to the course, and then it's terrible."
Okay.
But seriously, go back. This is a live version.
Now you're trying to like justify the first 10 seconds of the song and that's it or something.
Well, no.
Let's just let it go. Let's move on.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell some friends about us. If you're on iTunes, please leave us a review.
Or soon.
See, I left it out and you added it. You bastard. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games and we'll talk to you next week.